weren't here yesterday, just to feel really part of things and relaxed and welcome. I always really love the Sunday after the Saturday. You know, we've done a piece of work and we've immersed ourselves in these essential questions of life. There's a little bit more calm, there's a little bit more steadiness. And then we come back on the Sunday and there's a little bit more peacefulness. Yeah? So to just appreciate that, I think, is really good. And those of you who weren't here yesterday, you catch the wave of this. You know, if nobody was here yesterday, you wouldn't get any wave. So, you know, maybe come for the Saturday next time. And, you know, so other people catch the wave. But it's quite a wonderful thing to come after people have been practicing for a day. It changes the sense of the room. We enter into a meditative environment that we have co-created. So here we are with another luxurious day. And I use this word luxurious in a very mindful way. I'm aware that a day like this has its challenges, and you know, you bump up against sleepiness and restlessness and resistance and aversion and judgment and, you know, all sorts of different things you bump up against. And at the same time, it is luxurious to have a whole day in which you have the space to bump up against and find your way through. You know, oftentimes in our daily life, we are bumping up against this and that all the time, but we don't have the room, we don't have the space to actually take the time to explore and to look into things more deeply. And that's one of the beautiful things of a retreat day, is that's where the luxury comes in. You know, like in our daily life, we've got to make our way through. It's practice all the time. So we bump up against this or that, and we've got to practice with things as they are. But the luxury of a day like today is we have this sense of space, of spaciousness. We are with others that value what we value, in terms of loving kindness and compassion and joy and inner freedom, liberating the heart, wanting to look into sorrow and to find a path out of sorrow. So we're in really good company, and there's luxury to that. It's so great, you know, being together in the midst of this kind of community, because some of you know each other really well, you know, decades of being in groups together and hearing the questions that people ask, and you know, one's heart goes out to those questions, and knowing the personality and recognizing kind of a simpatico, what you have in common. And some of you here probably knowing no one and coming, you know, and it's quite beautiful and brave to come into a new situation whenever we do, coming in and hopefully enjoying the relaxation here and the sense of kindness and spaciousness. But it's to come on your own and not to know anyone, you are still being embraced by community. I think it's so essential not to be in a situation like this and treat one another as obstacles. There can be this very personal kind of thing of, I am going to get enlightened. I am going to get there. I. And we're really helping each other. You know, that's the reality of it, is that we are encouraging and helping one another. So if you're here and you don't know anybody, to please try to feel comfortable and relaxed, because this is a good space to be. I can really guarantee that. It's interesting, you know, we talk about conditions and everything falls apart and everything's not dependable and all that stuff, but and it's true. And at the same time, there are certain forms that are pretty darn reliable, you know, and the retreat form is pretty darn reliable. It's pretty dependable. You know, the silence holds us. And I want to encourage you to abide within the silence today. So not to chat, not to talk to each other, to luxuriate in listening to yourself. Instead of talking to each other, taking this kind of a break and talking to each other at the end of the day. But while we're here, much more oriented towards listening to your own dear heart, you know, listening deeply, listening both to the conditioned voices, as loud or as subtle as they can be at times, and encouraging yourself to listen even more deeply than to just your conditioning, you know, to listen to your intrinsic wisdom and compassion as well. And then the luxury of a day today like this is that whatever happens is great. You know, whatever happens or whatever doesn't happen, it's great. Because all of it is meditation. You know, all of it is that which can be learned from. So it's not so much based on having a good experience or a bad experience or having what you want to have happen, or not having happen what you want to have happen. It's not so much based on that. It's so luxurious in this way. I'm kind of having a jag with this word, luxury, as you noticed. But it is, because we can let go of the sense of success and failure and competition and comparisons, and abide within a sense of well-being within ourselves. So I said this yesterday, but I want to remind you again today to be present. That's the biggest way that you can help yourself, is by simply being present. Keep your mind in the room. You know, the body's here. The mind can go all over the place. It can travel far and wide. But best use of your time here is not to engage in fantasy, but simply to be as awake and present as you possibly can be. So just to offer you that reminder. The subject matter today is different than yesterday, although, you know, it'll overlap. And I was joking yesterday, you know, I was working with the first half of this book, The Magnanimous Heart, and the first half of the book, there's a section on loss and there's a section on grief. And so I was saying if you didn't come back, you'd miss the section on joy and liberation. But that's what we're going to be focusing a bit more on today. Everything is of a whole. Can't be fragmented. So of course, loss and grief, of course, you know, present today as well, because where does it go, you know? And I'd like to focus more on the second half, which has to do with looking into joy and looking into ways to liberate the heart, the whole arena of liberation. So we'll have some silence, and I'll be guiding some sittings as well. I'll probably be offering some talks, some short talks the way I did yesterday, and certainly enough time for questions and discussion and this and that. But it'll be an intuitive schedule the way it was yesterday, not anything up on the wall where this time this happens, this time that happens. We'll move more intuitively with the schedule throughout the day. Yeah. Okay. So just to let you know that. Yeah. All right. So let's begin with a sitting this morning. If you've been sitting for a little bit, feel free to stand up and stretch and then sit back down again. And if you're really comfortable, we'll just begin by sitting. So relaxing your body, relaxing your mind. Checking in with the body and softening the eyes. It's remarkable how hardened the eyes can get. Our efforts to see instead of just seeing. Right now, nothing to see, nothing to look at other than through the inner eye of wisdom. But visually, nothing to see. So allowing your eyes to relax. Softening, relaxing the area around the eyes and behind the eyes as well. It's not a matter of relaxing the eyes one time. It's really much more a practice of over and over again relaxing the eyes. Relaxing the face, the facial muscles. You might notice how you hold your face. The face has a certain posture, just as the body has a posture. The face has a posture. Sometimes we hold our faces unconsciously the way we've seen the faces of our parents. We recognize that we are mimicking the faces of our parents, and we might notice this at any age in our lives, this mimicking of the posture of our parents' faces. Relaxing the face, softening the face, letting be. Letting go. Letting the shoulders come down, being at rest, instead of the shoulders thinking they have to do anything right now. Relaxing the arms and the hands and the fingers. Relaxing the legs and the feet and the toes. Relaxing the midsection of the body, bringing the attention to the chest area, the heart area, and the part of the back that corresponds with the chest area. relaxing and breathing, letting the breath flow easily. Attending to the diaphragm, which can be quite subtle, so if it's not easy to relax the diaphragm, not to concern yourself. But if you can identify the diaphragm, relaxing this area. Aware of the section of the back that corresponds with the diaphragm. And relaxing the belly, the lower abdomen, not pulling the belly in or pushing it out, letting it be, letting it rest. Let the breath flow easily. Without straining or forcing. Unself-consciously, just breathing, letting the breath breathe you. Always has, up till now. Let it continue to breathe you instead of exerting any extra unnecessary effort to breathe. And now the whole body just sitting here, just sitting, just breathing. The whole body just sitting here, just sensing, just experiencing, just listening. Whatever thoughts are happening, be aware that they're happening now. Thoughts having to do with the past are happening now. They are thoughts. The content has to do with the past. And the thoughts are happening now. Thoughts having to do with the future are thoughts happening now. The content is an imagined future. But in reality and actuality, they are simply thoughts happening now. Let them move through without stickiness, without detachment. Just like water flowing through, arising and passing away, appearing and disappearing. Natural to think. Simply not adding a thought to the thought that is happening now. That's all you need to do. Not to push any thoughts away. That's making thoughts more real than they are. It's reifying energetic currents coming and going. We just try not to add. A kind attentiveness, infusing this whole body, just sitting, just breathing, just listening, just sensing, awake and alive right here and right now. These last 5 minutes, I'd like to read something to you in this section on joy. We don't practice for the purpose of attempting to fix ourselves, and the practice does not have to do with self-improvement or becoming perfect. Inner freedom is far different and much more relaxing than perfection. We are engaged in training the mind as a way to access intrinsic peacefulness and a constantly available current of joy. I don't see joy as the opposite of grief, but as the current that runs underneath all of life. The question is how to access and swim in this current. There are many scientific studies these days that point to the beneficial effects of a dedicated meditation practice. The one I like best has to do with what has been termed the feel-good gene. Recently, scientists have found that because of a genetic variation in the brain, some people are naturally less anxious and thus happier than other people are. Those who have this particular genetic variation find it easier to let go of past painful experiences. This genetic mutation produces higher levels of anandamide in the brain, which is a neurotransmitter that produces a sense of well-being. About 20% of the population is born with this particular genetic makeup. We either have it or we don't. I was not born with this gene, and yet the anxiety I began life with has completely eased. It is clear to me that the practice of meditation has made up for the absence of this genetic predisposition. I have observed the same shift in countless practitioners, the easing of anxiety and an increase in well-being. I have come to the conclusion that if we meditate with diligence and perseverance, It does not matter whether we were born with the feel-good gene or not. Knowing this inner sense of well-being is one of the imperatives of training our minds. Last few minutes of the sitting. Awake, aware, relaxed. Just sitting, just breathing, not adding to the thoughts that arise naturally. Let them come and let them go, just don't get involved. May all beings have ease of mind. May all beings have comfort of heart. May all beings live in love and in wisdom. So I want to go into what I just read in a little bit, but let's move into a walking meditation first. So we'll walk for a half an hour, and please find your own place to walk. You could walk outside today. I don't think it's raining yet, right? Or I'm thinking yet, Seattle, yet. but in any case, inside or outside, to please practice in a very simple way, just, you know, over and over again, prioritizing present moment attentiveness over ruminating or trying to figure anything out or trying to fix anything. Just the peacefulness and the simplicity of just walking. Okay? Awareness of being in your body, awareness of your foot touching the floor, every so often opening out, opening up, and being aware of your whole body moving through space. But the big thing is prioritizing present moment attentiveness over moving into thoughts having to do with the past or the future. Okay, so let's move, and 10:30 we'll sit again.